It was a long, long time, wasn't it? And it's still in my head.
For years and years and years and years. And you're going to ask me what it is now, and it's over 300,000.
I knew it was like 313.8 or some weird number.
Yeah.
Over 300, that's what we're going to say, too.
And the conventional is 484,350. It was 317 for forever.
Which, and you're saying that. Let's talk about that. When you say conforming conventional.
Correct.
Okay, and conforming FHA. Well, there's not a conforming FHA.
I'm doing one right now. Now, this is my advice. If you again, for you to buy a house at that price, you should have good credit, blah, 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 blah. Is that if you do, then what we would.
What is the blah, 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 blah?
Well, I mean, you should have good credit. You should have good income if you're going to buy a big old house, okay?
Yes.
So normally we're going to put you on two liens. Yeah, really. We're going to make you two liens normally to make it work better. Okay, so that, number one, you don't have mortgage insurance if you're not putting 20% down. But number two is you stay conforming, because the interest rate between a jumbo and a conforming is quite a bit of difference. And so you want the cheaper rate. No doubt you want the cheaper rate.
So let's say we buy a $600,000 house.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do?
Okay, so let's say you bought a 650, because I'm working on one right now.
Okay, 650.
So 650. So
I like that even better.
There you go. So your first lien would be the 484,350. Your second lien would be $100,650, and you're putting 10% down.
Okay. Now, where are we getting these two loans from?
Me. Oh, no.
Well, I know that.
Just kidding.
I got that.
Is that
no, you're not.
The first lien is through us that we would, of course, sell. The second lien, there are second lien companies that do this. That's all they do is the second lien.
At the same rate?
Oh, no. No. This one's a really good credit and stuff. And I want to say it was at 5.5 on a 30-year AM fixed for 15 years.
Okay, so, but 5.5 versus 4, so 1.5%. But you're not paying the PMI.
You're not paying the PMI. You can pay your own taxes and insurance. I mean, there's a lot of pluses.
But I'm going to say, I can't spell cat, but I do numbers pretty good. I'm going to work the numbers on this. By taking the PMI off of it.
Right.
And doing that extra, right?
Makes up the difference.
I bet you if it doesn't, it's real, real close.
Right. Yeah, because the interest, the jumbos, the biggest thing about jumbos, and again, I'm talking in my life, my world, is that our people can't approve the jumbos. They have to go to the investor. Well, that's just a big old mess, because you send it to Chase or you send it to whoever they are, it's a lot pickier. So in San Angelo, because a lot of the houses are out in the country, like Wall and stuff, they don't quite understand us. And so they want it to be a cookie cutter. And a lot of times they're not cookie cutters.
So, but if it is a cookie cutter, we can do that.
Yes.
So I've seen, you're the first person I've heard do that.
Yes. So I don't get very many jumbos. That's not our market is jumbos. I mean, 484,350. Yeah. I mean, it's just not. Some of the other offices that work with me, like their average loan is 500,000. So they can do three or four loans.
Yeah.
You know, no, not us. We do a lot of loans.
No, we have to do a lot. We have to do a lot of units.
We do a lot of units.
We're going to talk a lot more about what's going on, but we got to take a quick break where you can get your commercial in.
Very good.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. To Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison, and Valerie.
Woohoo!
You know, you just, hey, I learned something today, and it's smart. How long have you been doing mortgage business?
A long time.
Over 40 years.
It's funny because now the people I'm doing loans for, a lot of them, I've been in the business longer than they've been alive.
Yes.
I'm doing people's grandkids now. God, am I old, but you're right behind me. So, yes.
She had to throw that in, didn't she?
Yeah, I started. Yeah, I've been in it a long time.
Well,
I quit counting at 35.
I have sold people their houses. I'm now selling their kids their houses.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm doing grandkids even. I'm to grandkids.
Way older than me.
I'm down to grandkids.
Way, way older than me.
I've just been in the business a little longer than you've.
Not much.
How old were you when you got in the business?
21.
Okay.
You were 18.
Yeah, so 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah. 3 big years. Okay.
Actually, it was.
3 massive.
But you know what? You say that and we're saying this, but let me tell you one thing that you can't replace. And I'll say this, and our parents have told us this, and they were right. It's experience. You can say all the BS you want. You can say all the stuff you want. But you know why? Because when you've done it, especially the ones that you've messed up on,
you only
do it once. Or if you're smart, you only do it once.
Yeah.
And you don't ever do it again. And if you go with somebody that's experienced, you don't have to have those falls. They've already failed. Yeah.
I have seen everything at least once.
And
I believe that. And that's why I tell people when they call me with their credit, because they're like, oh, it's bad. I'm like, I can promise you I have seen worse. I can promise you I've seen worse. I mean, it has happened. And I will tell you, for credit, like say you got credit problems. I always tell realtors.
Quit pointing me with credit problems. I don't have credit problems.
Well, you don't have any problems. to say how I look at it is, if it takes you a year to get your credit where it needs to be, you're going to appreciate the fact that I've worked on it with you. I don't charge you. We run credit reports. It's not that it's free, but it's a fact of, it's the cost, I think it's the cost of doing business.
But let's talk about credit. I will tell you, and you've known me a long, long time.
Yes.
Very seldom have you ever seen me get mad about anything.
No.
The maddest I've ever gotten in my whole life, I think, one time, or real close.
Cowboys.
Well, of course the Cowboys. He had to throw the Cowboys in. Of course, the Cowboys make everybody mad. That doesn't count. Is a long, long time ago, I had a lady do my property management. And sometimes, now we don't do it anymore, by the way, turn the water on and stuff. Thank God they changed everything. Anyway, there was a water turned in my name, personal name, Scott Allison. Okay? Bill came in, whatever happened. She didn't pay it at a property.
So I remember that.
It was $23.
Yeah, I remember that.
It dinged my credit as a no pay because by the time I got to it, it was way, way, way past due.
Right.
And it took years to get it off. And every time my credit would come up,
and you saw
I'd get
that.
Madder and madder. Yeah. It was $23.
Yeah. But either you're that way, okay, or you're the way of, it don't look that bad to me. You know, because that's what they've seen. And some of them, I always say that in high school, they should really teach you about credit. They should teach you about bank accounts. They should teach you about loans. They should teach you about all this stuff. Because if your parents haven't taught you, if that has not been part of your growing up, you don't know better.
Not that you have to write a lot of them. In fact, I don't even have a account that I actually write checks on. They don't let me have one anymore. But, you know, a lot of the young, they don't know how to write a check.
I write checks still. I just got a debit card a year ago. Okay, so I'm very old school about that. I am very, very old school about that. But you're right. Is that it's just, it's kind of like they treat their debit card like a credit card.
Yeah.
It's just like somebody's going to tell them when to quit using it.
Yeah.
You know, they don't think about that. So it's a real learning experience. And I really do not mind working with people. In fact, I actually enjoy working with people. I mean, I had a couple of my office last week sometimes. Sweetest people. And they came with their hat in their hand. I mean, it was like, we know this isn't good. What can we do? We'll do whatever you tell us to do. And I mean, those are the people that's why I do what I do, is to help people like that.
Well,
I mean,
you're that kind of person.
Yeah, when they left, it just made me nearly want to cry.
What do you
see? I mean, he was crying.
While we're on credit, what do you see are the biggest hits, or what people have that's the biggest problem that people, they may want to avoid if they're getting closer?
Don't get 30 days past due on anything. So many people don't realize that that's the target, you know? So do not be past due.
What's the worst thing to be on or late on? If you're getting
a house,
your house payment.
Oh, and okay. So I've had people before, and you have too, is that when I come in, they have great credit, but they didn't make their house payment 10 times late. Well, their thought was that was the bigger payment. So I could pay these 10 people or I could pay my house payment. Wrong decision.
That's what I wanted
to
say. Yes.
Very, very wrong decision. Always make your house payment. Again, nothing over 30 days past due. Because I know we all go through credit problems. We all have trials and tribulations. There's not one of us that haven't lived through financial problems at a given time. Just work through it. You may have to have a late payment. You might. But do it once and don't do it again. You know, those kind of things. Is that if you have to do it, but if you can, so many people I see on credit cards, their payments are $25 a month, and
stupid.
They were late last month.
That's
okay,
stupid.
But the fact of they've got too busy or something happened. So what I say to them, set it up on an auto draft for just that minimum payment, and then when you want to pay more, go in and pay it. But set it up for the minimum so that you are never, never, never late.